For your local news, a North Queenslander woman is in intensive care after getting bitten by a coastal taipan snake. The woman was barefoot at the time and within minutes of being bitten, reported facing blurred vision and muscle spasms. The wound was treated with anti-venom at Proserpine Hospital and flown to Mackay Base Hospital. Dr. Veera Kun, a senior medical officer in the Mackay Base Hospital's emergency department, advised a more than normal risk of snake bites due to the recent floods and their damage. When suspecting snake bites, he urges people to immobilize their limbs, use pressure immobilization bandages, and call for help early. To reduce chances of being bitten, people are urged to wear closed-in shoes, long pants, and gloves while working outside.
The first IVF kangaroo embryo has successfully been produced in a huge development for marsupial conservation. Scientists at the University of Queensland have completed the trial using intracytoplasmic sperm injection with eastern grey kangaroo mature egg and sperm. Lead researcher Dr. Andres Gambini says the achievement could signify the potential of assisted reproductive technologies for marsupial conservation. The development could support the preservation of endangered marsupial species like koalas, Tasmanian devils, northern hairy-nosed wombats, and leadbeater's possums.
In national news, the federal government has declared a $573 million package for women's health, which aims to lift Medicare rebates for long-term contraceptives, new rebates for menopause health assessments, and funding the addition of two new oral contraceptive pills on the PBS will also be included in the package. This marks the government's long-awaited response to Senate reports on reproductive access and menopause. Despite being one of the major recommendations of the inquiry, it is very unlikely that public hospitals will receive any additional funding to be equipped to provide surgical abortions.
Experts are concerned that Western Australia's plan to replace coal with renewables by 2030 is tracking behind. The government-owned electricity provider, Synergy, currently has two remaining coal-fired power stations set to close by 2030. Synergy has already allocated 90% of the $3.7 billion in funding and is 60% behind its wind generation target. Energy consultant Peter Kerr believes retiring coal by 2030 seems unlikely, and wind generation is the missing piece, but the WA Energy Minister, Rhys Whitby, says the government is on track to reach its target.
In international news, US President Donald Trump has announced no Palestinians will have the right to return to Gaza in his new plan to own the area as a real estate development. In an interview with Fox's Brett Baier, Trump shared he will not allow a Palestinian return to Gaza in his plan. Instead, he aims to build up to six new sites for Palestinians to live outside Gaza, essentially permanent refugee camps. Trump also endorses Palestinians to be resettled in Egypt and Jordan, despite both countries rejecting his proposal.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We will be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zz.org.au/news.
Insight, foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight.